Now hear what I'm going to say now, and it'll change your success level entirely. Desire is the birthplace of passion. Yeah, some of you haven't been passionate about anything in your entire life other than a plate of food. And shame on you. Desire is the birthplace of passion. I tell you, this generation is suffering from being passionless about everything but their sex organs and eating. They have no desires. They don't have to work for a living, someone will give it to them. They don't have to think about their clothes, someone will clean them and iron them. They don't have to think about a job, because if they get fired, they just get another one. It's just all there. You know, we're living in a generation that's robbed of desire, and therefore desire has never produced a passion for life in them. I can't stand people who don't have a passion for life. Desire is the birthplace of passion. Without passion, you will never excel. Did you hear that? Desire is the birthplace of passion. Without passion, you will never excel. I know this is a little extreme, but I'll never forget being told by one of our church members who was working in a very famous French restaurant. And he went into the kitchen when he was very new there to pick up the plates of food to take to the patron out there. And the chef was lying on the floor in this kitchen full of people working and over pots and pans and all the rest of it. The chef was lying on the floor groaning and screaming because something was wrong in one of the things they'd prepared for someone. And he looked at this guy and he just came into the kitchen and there he was on the ground groaning and screaming on his back in the dirt. And the head waiter pulled him aside and said, "Don't pay any attention. He's just very upset about what someone did right now. And he'll get up in a little while and be all right." And you know, he told me this the next day when I saw him, and I thought to myself, now that's passion. That's some serious passion. When last did you fall on the ground and groan and moan and whine and ninny out of your gourd because of something? Anything! You know, what's amazing to me, folks don't even have a passion for the smallest of things. Well, you can't succeed without a passion. Desire is the birthplace of passion, and without passion, you will never excel. You'll become one of those people who are never hot or cold, and as we know from Revelation, that's nauseous to God, it revolts him. Mediocrity is the companion of complacency. Did you hear that? It's the companion of complacency. Mediocre people are complacent. I want to say three words before we go any further, and they're very important to us succeeding here in any level, in any way. If you don't have desire, you won't have passion. And if you don't have passion, you won't have commitment. That's the problem we have today. People quit for every reason under the sun. I am astounded how Christians sit around thinking up reasons to quit, thinking up reasons to doubt, thinking up reasons to question, thinking up reasons to worry, thinking up reasons to split. What is the matter with you? Would you please tell me, how did you get so misinformed about life? What did you do to become so dysfunctional to think that is normal? It isn't normal. It isn't normal. People don't have commitment today. I'm astounded how slight a thing it is for people to just drop friends, change jobs, change relationships, change commitments, change careers. Hey, doesn't anything mean anything to you? I mean, what do you think when you're lying in your bed? You know, the Psalms talked about lying on his bed and wrestling with life. What do you think when you're lying on bed? I think before we can even discuss the dynamics of success, we'd better find out if there's any desire in us. Do you desire anything? And by the way, desire by itself ain't going to give you nothing, as they say. Desire is just where it begins. That's why I said it's a key. How many of you know you can have the key in your pocket, but until you put it in the lock and turn it, you aren't getting in? Desire produces passion. And passion, commitment. And I want to just say something else. This is good. Commitment must be generated from within. I can't make you committed. I don't care what I do with you or for you. I can't make you committed. I think perhaps as a minister, that is my most tragic discovery. That I can be excited about truth. And by the way, God's excited too. It says he exalted his word above his name. That's pretty excited. And I don't see people with commitment. You can minister to them for days, for weeks, for months, for years, and even decades, and there's still no commitment. See, commitment speaks of stick-to-itiveness. And no one can give you commitment. No one can give you commitment. You have to deal with your desire.